Right at it. Right at it!
Home!
He's done it again! Just as he did at the John Deere for his first win.
Good evening, good morning, good night, good afternoon. I hope it's not good morning because this could be a somber episode. But we are recapping the Valspar. This will be a pretty short one, and I believe there will be a lot of repetition. There is not too much to say. We went into the Valspar saying this needed to be a top 10, top 15 at minimum. And I mean, this is about as winnable as an event could have gotten for someone like Jordan. I mean, he played probably the worst 2-under par round in the history of the sport on Thursday and could have done that two more times and been like the favorite going into Sunday. So it stinks because he did end up missing the cut on the number, which was actually only 7 or 8 back at the time. But I guess it's pretty self-explanatory. He didn't really deserve to make the cut with the way he played. And it is a very alarm-sounding finish. Top players do not miss the cut at events like this. So, yeah, I mean, we're down to 1 week. We're down to 4, maybe 2 rounds of golf until the first tee at Augusta National. And that's not good because I believe he's in a spot right now that he's never been in his career. Now, is that the low point? I don't think so necessarily, but I think he is in a spot. Whatever spot he's in right now is a spot he's never been before. And that spot is a mental disaster. And he, you can see, by the way, you can quote him. I think it was like the 5th or 6th tee. It was like, I'm bad at golf right now. Well, he was hitting the ball quite well just a few months ago. So there's only one way you get to saying that to yourself on the tee box. And that is upstairs. So we're looking at, he's an enigma, man. It's rare, but I look at it like this. If Peter Malnati can win on the PGA Tour, after what he's been through, I mean, he's been at the rock bottom before. I mean, there's a future. I don't think we're sounding career-ending alarms by any means. But there's a lot of work to go, and that's not good considering Augusta National is 3 weeks away.
Yeah, I well said. It better not be two rounds at the Valero Texas Open. It better be 4, and it better be 4 pretty good ones.
It must be 4 good ones.
It must. It is officially a must at this point. The concerning trend continued. The approach play has been abysmal the last... It really hasn't been good since, I guess, Pebble had graded out okay. It just hasn't been good at all this year. Really hasn't. Since the calendar turned to 2024, it just hasn't been good. In the 4 rounds that the Players and Valspar combined, lost over a stroke in each of those rounds on approach. Actually gained with the putter in all 3 events in the Florida swing. And I'm looking at, he hasn't gained with the putter since he did that last year in the Florida swing in 3 straight events. So the putter's there. He gained off the tee at the Valspar and the Players. I think the big misses off the tee were a little bit more corralled in this week, but I mean, he said it, and if you listen to, he was on the Up and Adams show earlier today, and it's become one of my favorite things to listen to Jordan read off the stats of where he ranks from 100 to 150 yards, because it's,
yeah, that screenshot that Jordan sent to the chat was
awful.
I believe friend of the program Mr. Schleyhuber did some math straight out of WNE Education, so shout out to them. And I believe throughout the season it's been 4 good shots from 100 to 150 yards this year.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
I mean,
put it politely.
I mean, I'm Dan, I'm sure you had obviously the definitions are different. I'm sure you've had rounds where you think you've hit four good shots from that range in an 18-hole stretch.
Yeah, probably. And I'm about a five handicap.
In fairness, though, their criteria for a good shot's kind of tough.
No, no, and I'm not.
From 100 to 150 yards, a good shot is within 6.1 feet.
Okay.
So it's, but he's still, even with that number, he's in the 19th percentile. So he's still way below where he should be.
If you gave me even odds right now, I don't remember watching his entire round, but if you gave me even odds right now as to if Scott did that on Sunday, I would not take the no. There is a possibility that Scott had four shots from that range inside of 4 feet on Sunday, because I know for a fact one of them went in. So,
actually curious where Scott is.
Because, you know, you look at it, like, at the end of the day,
percentile across the board on iron play. It's crazy.
Yeah. And Spieth isn't even comparable to Scott. We can't even compare him to Scott right now. They're playing in two different levels. It's like Spieth's the amateur and Scott is the pro. It's that big of a difference. But the hole that sums up the week for me, is actually the 10th hole on Friday. He hit a decent drive. First hole of the day. Poor second shot, but he had about 15 feet from the rough. He left his chip like 8 feet short. Now, again, I don't think the putter's been that bad this year. And if he had stuck that to 8 feet from 160 yards, I would have been like, okay, this is a pretty good birdie chance. But it was something about how I just knew the mental state was where it was, where I had zero confidence that putt was going in. Now, it did. But the fact that I had zero confidence in that putt going in purely because of the way the last two shots had played out is the way I sum up this week. And that is really unfortunate, because you can hit a lot of really good chips at Augusta National that run out to 6, 7, 8 feet. And if you can't have two shots that poor in a row. And even though the iron shot was only 15 feet away, I mean, it was pretty clear based on the way he was talking with Greller, like he was trying to put that 25 feet right of the pin. So that's a misfire by 40 feet. And that's just not going to cut it, regardless of the wind. Because to follow it up with basically a duff, he's lucky that he was 2 feet off the fringe. And that is how the sloppiness has taken over in recent tournaments. And he, with his game this week, on Thursday and Friday, he easily should have made the cut. Where his game was at is not the reason he missed the cut, by any means. He could not have scored worse. And it was really, really unfortunate to see, because it is now dire, dire times going into Augusta, because we've seen Spieth come into Augusta with no form and find a swing that he can plot his way around that golf course with. And for the first time, truly, I believe that the swing is a non-factor going into Augusta if he doesn't feel like he's got the game to win. I believe he possibly could be counting himself out before the tee shots even hit on Thursday, which is not a good sign.
That's a crazy take. but we'll live with it. Look, I mean, I don't know. Jordan, do you have the 100 to 150 numbers pulled up in front of you?
I do. I mean, we didn't add many shots this week because we only played two rounds, but I mean.
Okay. But I just want to hear, he was what, third percentile in strokes gained last week?
And strokes gained, he's ninth percentile.
Ooh, moving up.
And proximity, he's 16th percentile.
So he had a good, it was, he moved up this week. That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't really know where the bad. There were a lot of bad shot wedges still hit, though.
I mean, the textbook example is the last hole he played. It's a 325-yard beauty right off the center stripe, as Doug Smith would say. And
Louisville.
92 yard wedge, obviously just outside of that 100 range, but basically the same shot. This thing is to a right flag is probably eight paces right and six paces short. Like 92 yards, middle of the fairway. It's a whatever it is, but whatever club it is, and you're missing, and you've got 30 feet then up the hill. There's no slopes. There's nothing crazy about that green. It's just a horrendous golf shot. And that, you know, kind of continues to sum up the week. It was, I mean, he mentioned it on the, I don't know, the, if you haven't watched the interview today with Kay Adams, there's nothing like special about it. The only thing of any note he says is that he's been working on those clubs in the past, I don't know, 5 days or whatever since he missed the cut. But yeah, this week definitely did not give a whole lot of confidence going into Augusta. And now it's truly like, I don't feel the chance that he actually wins the Masters, I think, is pretty much seldom to none.
That's how because you just look at how many, and I don't know which part of that last statement you thought was a crazy take. And
I don't think he doesn't think he can't win.
I don't think you're right. I think that probably was worded a little wrong. I think more what I'm getting at is, without thinking it, he is already out of the tournament if he doesn't think. Like he's had, I feel like at this point in his game, he has to have a certain amount of confidence going in to not make the mental mistakes to win a golf tournament.
He makes them anyway.
And I don't think he's there.
Yeah, I mentally, sure. I think there's also a lack of. No, I agree. I don't feel that great about him standing over tee balls, even though he's been hitting them good.
Yeah, and I think
the best part I feel is like him over a 9-footer. I feel like this could go in.
Now,
but that's usually for par these days. The short game feels erratic and all over the place and not elite like it needs to be. And now there's a week of practice and then 4 days at Valero, hopefully, to like sharpen everything up to get to the point where it's like, you know, it's hard. He hasn't shown us the ability to just snap and bang, we're at peak levels, you know. Right. He climbs to his wins. You see them coming over time.
True. I agree with that.
Recent ones, and so now it's like,
yeah, and
I kind of what you were trying to say is when he's standing on that first tee, barring a really good week at Valero, there, I don't think you should have that much faith in him actually winning the golf tournament.
Yeah, and because there's two things points, one positive, one negative, and I'll start with the negative, and that's that you know, Jordan has made tournament ending mistakes at the Masters in recent years that have been brutal. Whether it's that triple bogey on 9 on Thursday a few years ago, or he makes a lot of double pluses that just take him out, that are, they're just killer. And the thing that really hurts him going into the Masters is that's a place where you have to plot yourself around, and Spieth is consistently shooting 2-3 shots worse than he could if he wasn't sloppy. Now, I do think there's a positive going into the Masters that will not be changed whether he misses the cut at the Valero or not, and that's that Jordan always seems to have an elevated and heightened focus for the four major championships. And we've seen that throughout his slump, even where he found a way to get his way around golf courses with not a good swing. And the putter was what kept him out of majors for the last 5 years. And I do think that the putter, if let's say he does play poorly, I don't want to say misses the cut, because that is doomsday scenario at Valero. But let's say he T30s, but it's still pretty sloppy and the faith is not much better going into Augusta. The putter could be the great equalizer that week more than others, because you do see Jordan, his focus, and Jordan attests to this a lot as well. You talk about this all the time. He definitely has a little bit of a Brooks Koepka mindset when it comes to the majors, where he focuses on them more than just your regular tour events, for sure. So let's say he does and he eliminates those sloppy parts of his game. Maybe the improved putter over the last year is a big difference and he could be in deep contention. Because I don't think the swing is that far off. I don't think it's necessarily the swing completely. It's definitely a problem. I mean, as we said, he's hit four good shots from 100 to 150 yards all year. But I think that there is a little bit of a bright side there, given his putter has been better recently, and that has been what's kept him out of majors in recent years.
Putter's been better, but, I mean, he's just a bad iron and wedge player right now. There's yeah. really no way around that. I mean, he hasn't even had, like, one tournament this year that he's been a really good iron and wedge player. And we're how many tournaments in? We are seven. He's 0-7. It's just, like, it's tough to not be optimistic. But, like, until he returns to, you know, I guess the ball striking of last year, which was pretty good, all things considered, didn't really make anything. It's a tough time we're in right now. Because, like, I'm happy to have the putter back. Not fully back, but, you know, he's putted well this year. But, like, he just doesn't give himself chances. I mean, if he would just wedge it closer... he doesn't have to be a great iron player throughout the bag, but I mean, he's hitting, as Dan kind of said, ninth hole to close out the week, 325 down the stripe and the wedge shots to 30 feet. Like, you're not giving yourself chances. It's not 19, Bethpage Spieth. Cause I mean, the ball striking there, 19 was just a total disaster. He's driving it well, but like, he's just not giving himself enough looks at the moment. And it's just, tough place to be, because again, you go to Augusta in a couple weeks, it's just, we know, like, it doesn't work around there what he's dealing with right now. So until he starts to, you know, not miss greens from the fairway and, you know, wedge it to 15 to 20 feet, not 35, we're not in a great spot right now, and it's not fun.
Yeah, and you're right about that, because we're at a spot in his iron and wedge play where he's going to have like a 2020 colonial type putting week to contend with the places he's putting his irons. Yeah.
Like, obviously short game plays around Augusta, and it's probably, there's no course on planet Earth that'll, that makes that the short game is more important, but like, you've got to hit greens still. You don't want to be stressed out missing greens constantly. And that's kind of what, you know, we're looking at right now. You look at some of the holes at Augusta, 4, 5, 11. I mean, long irons, which have been pretty good this year. But, like, he's just not going to be able to hit the center of the green enough. And
I mean, even Bay Hill, he's at a spot right now where if he keeps wedging and ironing his way around golf courses like this, he could shoot in the mid-80s at the U.S. Open. I mean, he's lucky he's playing courses that aren't too penal right now. So we'll see. Dan, you seem like you have something you want to say.
Well, I was going to kind of to the point, and part of it could just be the iron play, leaving it in bad spots. But the short game has not been particularly sharp as of late either. Overall, net negative for the 3 weeks in Florida, and that hasn't happened in a, I mean, it happened last year at the Wells Fargo PGA and Charles Schwab, which was when the wrist first came to be a thing, and he mentioned that he hadn't practiced a lot of short game shots just because of the pressure that it puts on your wrist. But other than that, he's always been a positive iron player and a positive around the greens player. And it just has not been sharp enough in those areas recently. I do kind of curious your thoughts on this, because I think the putter's always been an issue in majors. He gained last year at the U.S. Open by 0.2, and he gained at the Masters, but lost at the PGA and lost at the Open.
Yeah, well, not only that, he's cost himself, like, winning chances in recent years. Because
you know, you throw it back. I think I've tweeted it, and maybe at the end of the Open last year, but I think it's like 14 of 19 of the last majors or something like that. He's been negative strokes gained putting. So
six years,
hopefully this
six
year.
Years.
Yeah. Hopefully this year it starts to flip around a little bit, and there's definitely encouraging signs. Obviously the Genesis was going well until kind of the illness and everything that happened Friday. And Pebble is the only, that one round at Pebble that he played was the only one where, only tournament this year where it's been poor. But I'm curious your thoughts on kind of the idea that because the short irons are so bad, if it's actually like a, maybe not that bad of a thing to have something very specific to work on leading into Augusta, right? You're not trying to fine tune little parts. You're trying to improve in one area, and maybe you have to go a little bit farther. Like, so I think there's a balance of fine tuning and then really improving in one area. But it's, he's always followed this like whack-a-mole trend in the past 3 years. But I'm curious if like you guys think that maybe over the next 2 weeks, really hammering in on a spot that's not good might be somewhat better, or we might see some progress in theory. I don't know, like just a more specific practice plan could actually be beneficial.
I wish it was that simple, then. I mean, do you want me to give you as 150 to 200 numbers?
I mean, those probably can't be that good either, but
I mean,
they can't be as bad as...
They're not as bad, but he's still losing strokes since January.
I don't really know how you get much worse.
Like, yeah, I mean, he's not been good there. And again, the driver, I feel decent, but he still got a massive miss in the bag. And we saw that last year on five at Augusta, where he hit it into the right trees and made double there. So that's definitely still in the bag.
Could you send the link in the chat right now, Jordan, to the Data Golf page?
Sure.
That thing. Thank you. I want to look at that for a second.
Yeah, no worries.
Perfect.
But we have
real time divulging into Jordan's game.
Yeah, we haven't seen Iron play this bad in a long time. Like the last time he lost in 3 weeks straight in the FedEx Cup playoffs last year.
Oops.
And then the U.S. Open, Scottish Open, back to back, and then the Wells Fargo was bad, but that we think, who knows what happened there. But this has been not a good stretch, and it's been one of his better, strongest things throughout his career. I'd expect it to turn around at some point. I don't. If it doesn't turn around after two missed cuts and a week off, I'm not sure that. Not that it won't ever, but it's just like something's a little bit more wrong, and we'll get into it in the Valero preview as well of like what to expect. Lord. But this is some disappointing times, I'd say. Right
just
now.
Just looking at the names that surround him, there's only one name below him that I've even ever heard of, and that's Harris English.
Oh my.
I guess
that's funny because Harris English has played some good golf this year, I think. Like he's got some decent finishes and he's that bad from 150.
He's surrounded by Jimmy Stanger.
Joe Highsmith.
Oh my Lord.
It's a class of player we're with.
Yeah.
Chad Ramey, Tyler Duncan, Alan Terry.
Jeez Louise. Yeah, wow. Those guys don't
win. Bob really put it into perspective.
Yeah. Those guys don't win the Masters. They don't even, they miss the cuts at the Valspar. That's what they do.
Yeah, it's well like, said.
Yeah, Joe Highsmith, I don't even think plays professionally right now. I think he just had a sponsor's exemption and played one tournament.
Some of these names are rough.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I mean, there's always that battle before I have to go in the second year. There's the battle between what's worse, like not having a good swing or not having a good putting stint. And I think I would, as frustrating as it is, it's easier to fix putter, right? Cause putter can also get hot. And you're looking at that, like, you really don't see big names. You see big names dip down in putting stats frequently. I mean, Thomas is a name to obviously call out. Can't
That Saturday was rough, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's not being talked about much. It's sort of been hidden by the establishment, but Justin Thomas
Agreed.
did shoot 79 while in deep contention this week. But you know what I mean? Like, you really don't see players of Jordan Spieth was the number one golfer in the world. Like, you don't see players of that caliber usually dip down to this level and approach categories this broad. I mean, I guess the closest thing you could say is Rory with wedges, dating back to last year and maybe a few years prior, but even that was not this bad. So
well, Rory had never been
yeah,
any
exactly.
Wedge player.
Exactly. So you're looking at now, how fast can something that dire be fixed? And
That's
the
a good
unfortunate
question.
truth is we have 13 days till Monday at the Masters. So,
better get in gear.
He is a professional golfer. Again, we see cool stories all the time. I mean, look at Malnati. Malnati shot a million at the Waste Management, I'm pretty sure, when I met him. So players of that talent can find a swing on the range. Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility, but he's definitely in a hole that's pretty deep. And I don't think one thing necessarily is going to be the fix of that. So it's going to it right now you're looking at Spieth Masters chances as pretty slim to none. So we really need to hope that he finds something soon, because it's not looking great right now. And you'd hate to have to go into the Masters thinking, let's make a good paycheck. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want that mindset like these Joe Highsmiths, if he's ever even played in a Masters.
Don't believe he has.
Like some of those guys have.
Yeah.
So that's really my take. I have to head out. But
the goal of the Masters is to compete with Scotty, not compete with Vijay Singh, Mr. Couples.
Correct. We don't.
There's Mr. Weir.
Yes,
Mr. Weir.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Olthabel, he's playing. Right?
Mr. Cabrera will not be competing, sadly. Hate to see that.
Oh, man. That's
yeah, his
terrible.
He was denied a visa to the United States.
That's whack.
Hate to see it. One of the classics. Would have loved to see him return to Augusta National.
Agreed.
But yeah, so we are. Yeah, we're. I mean, it really doesn't get much different than Scotty and Spieth comparatively from 100 to 150 yards. I mean, that gap is so, like, you can't even explain how big that gap is. And I don't think it's a stretch to say it's a professional to amateur like gap, because it is that big. But then, not even to Spieth's negative point. I mean, Scotty is just that good right now. But I mean, you then look at it like, how does Spieth make up that many shots in the rest of his game to Scotty? And I just don't see it right now. So he's gonna have to do something, and the Valero is the first step. That's really all I got. I'm sure you guys can wrap this up without me, but yeah, that's where I stand. It's I really want to see something go right at the Valero.
Nice. I'm not asking for a lot there. Can't get worse.
No.
Can't do worse than a missed cut.
I mean, the DQ is rough, but
well, yeah, that's,
yeah. It's not the DQ was like he was playing so well. It's so sad.
It is sad. Yeah. He hasn't played well since.
I know.
Sorry, I
think he DQ'd and took a week off.
Most likely.
Well, I think he was sick.
Yeah, he definitely was.
He made that video with McCormick on the YouTube, and he was still kind of sick. I mean, maybe it's just the eternal optimist, but there's no reason to think he actually contends or wins in the next three tournaments. But I believe. I think we'll see a dart on 10 at Valero on Thursday, and it'll be Masters chances are back on, just like that.
That's how it works. That is how it
that's
works.
How that is.
Works,
folks. If you're new to this, that's how it works. It takes one good shot and it's back. So it takes a million to knock it down and one to pick it back up. So
that's the mentality we got to have. Exactly.
Exactly.
That's the mentality I know Spieth will have, of course.
Precisely. The results are coming. Are, the game isn't that bad. I promise. I promise.
Oh, all Lord.
Right. I don't
we'll
know
see you guys.
Yeah.
That's all I got. No.
Peace.
See you guys in the Blair preview.